piece of advice that Arsene Wenger gave me when I was playing for Arsenal and always stayed with me. What can you do when your team is not feeding you? So Arsene told me, ask yourself the right question. When I was a striker, I used to complain about everything, right? Always. So he doesn't give me the ball. And the boss said, do you think Dennis Bergkamp can give you the ball the same way that Fredrik Lundberg does? So I started to think, okay, with Dennis, I knew I could move however I wanted to move. Then I started to think, Robert Pires likes a 1-2. I need to come with him short. Fredrik Lundberg, I need to be in his path the way he runs, because if not, he will not see me. I started to think, how can I enhance the skills of a player instead of showing his weaknesses? So, for example, Kevin, you can make that, but maybe Bernardo Silva, you have to come short. He likes a 1-2. But
good afternoon. Welcome to episode 98 or 99, should I say, of the Fuel for Football podcast. I'm your host, Sanchez Bailey, and here we are with another episode during the December period of the season. Excuse the noise, Dubai is just increasingly becoming construction based, so if you do hear that, do forgive me. But I wanted to start with this powerful statement from Thierry Henry, to be honest with you. I'm sure you recognize the voice, to be honest. If you didn't, then it was Thierry Henry recalling his time at Arsenal. And if you're an Arsenal fan, gosh, for those that already know and follow the podcast. But yes, if you are an Arsenal fan, you would be familiar with Thierry Henry not maybe having the most smoothest start to his Arsenal career. And then eventually, you know, things started working. And it seems like there was a realization. It seemed like there was a moment where things clicked from a conversation that he had with the coach. And we know how revolutionary Arsene Wenger was. You know, and so not everybody has the luxury or the ability to have such pertinent words of advice from anybody in the game, to be honest. Sometimes we might have to take initiative. Thankfully, you have the emergence of a sports psychologist. You have the emergence of performance analysts that are able to help you in situations to realize part of your game that you can enhance, areas of your game that you may need to address and to sharpen up. So, you know, if you really think about the game, I've said this a few times before, but, you know, sometimes this context helps a little bit. The game is a team sport, right? And the game involves multiple players on the pitch. The game involves 20 plus players being competitive at one given time. You know, with half of those people trying to strive for a win, but also being dependent on the output of another player. You know, I've been a striker before, and sometimes being a striker is one of the most inactive positions that you can be in, right? At the same time, being a goalkeeper could be one of the most inactive positions that you can be in. And so I want to kind of take this moment into what Thierry Henry said in terms of him being someone that was very attuned to his teammates, complimented. And yes, he scored, I think, 175 Premier League goals, right? He also got a hell of a lot of assists in that top ranking. I think he's probably got the most out of players. Maybe Harry Kane probably is not too far behind him, and Frank Lampard. But Thierry Henry was someone who really was completely a team player in terms of the way he used to play. And, you know, this statement that he mentions here is quite powerful, because what he does is not only accept things not going his way in the game, you know, because when you do play, you're probably going to have more minutes when you do not have the ball than when you do. So there are moments where you might not be as involved as you want to be. And there also may be moments where you might not be fed the way that you want to be. And sometimes it could be quite frustrating, where maybe you may create mini irrational agendas in your mind that you're not being fed, and maybe you're not, so to speak, rated, or the team is not really doing what they should be doing on the pitch. But sometimes it's just a matter of opportunity, right? Or it's just a matter of, I'm going to use the word chemistry, right? You know, and what Thierry Henry was alluding to in this speech and statement was him adjusting his game to suit the skill set of his other teammates, right? So as a striker, he mentioned that there's a player that likes to do a 1-2, maybe like softer touches, right? And maybe there's someone that likes to do a long pass, or maybe likes to do a through ball. They're really a through ball specialist. And as much as I encourage you guys to have your own skill sets in your mind, and the skill sets that are, you know, that trump others, that you are aware of, that you possess, that you go into games with matchday agendas and intentions to display them, it's important for you to be aware of what those are for your teammates. Now, this can benefit you because you are able to make adjustments. You are then also able to at least create, provide, or respond in a way that allows their skill set to be executed. And of course, if you know two people's skill sets are able to be complemented, then there's more chance of success. So sometimes success doesn't always come from you doing what you do. It's about you doing things that allows the team to do what they need to do, right? And so this is something that I really want to push out there, because it's a selfless act, but at the same time, it returns in dividends. You think about someone like Thierry Henry, he has a hell of a load of assists, but guess what? He's one of the highest goal-scoring players there is in the Premier League. One of the greatest players to play in the Premier League, in my opinion, the greatest player, right? And so he was someone that not only just adjusted his game to complement his teammates, not only did that probably make him better, but it allowed him to be able to get things displayed out of his skill set too. And maybe by demonstrating this, maybe this is a message that you could also pass on to your teammates, that you guys are just complementing each other. I remember when I used to play, not that I, you know, I'm someone to reference, I'm after speaking about Thierry Henry, but I would let people know what my strengths were. And that's probably where I went wrong sometimes. I'd be like, yeah, cool, I want the ball to be, you know, behind the defenders, over the top, I'll get there. Or give me the ball to the feet, like, I'll get there in different moments. I wasn't the greatest in headering. But maybe I needed to adjust my game to suit some of those players that I was talking about. Maybe some people didn't like a ball over the top. Maybe someone couldn't really get me the ball to my feet. Or maybe I wasn't in positions to receive the ball at the feet. So maybe I needed to change my run, kind of like Thierry alluded to. Maybe I needed to adjust and curve the timing of my run. Maybe I needed to drop deeper, right? Or maybe I needed to just make a bit of movements where I evade the defender. And this is things that I really want to encourage you to all consider. And, you know, as a goalkeeper, let's just use a goalkeeper as an example. I put out a post of saying some topics that I would like you guys to share. And I do recall someone mentioning a goalkeeper. And so I think as a goalkeeper, it's one of the most inactive positions that you will get. And probably maybe the least touch time sometimes, right? And so maybe there's going to be things that you can do that will complement the skill set of others, right? Maybe you might be able to be a certain pair of eyes that can maybe guide some players. Maybe it could be producing certain passes, you know, sometimes, you know, just launching the ball into the air to someone like me, for an example, I wouldn't have been the best in the air. So that might not actually enhance the team's ability to maintain possession, for instance, right? There might be a player that's able to receive the ball from long. There might be players that are able to receive the ball from a short pass. There might be a style of receiving the ball that they can play out better from a short pass. So, you know, for instance, maybe a pass that's in their run might work them better. Maybe a pass, obviously, to their stronger foot, but maybe a pass with a command or a bit of communication. So it's all about getting to a point where you can analyze your teammates. Because in football, a lot of the time we get trained to analyze and study our opponents, but never really get told or encouraged to study our teammates, knowing what we can do. And, you know, how many times have you seen post-match interviews from really great strike partnerships or just players with great chemistry, and they say, "Ah, oh, yeah, I know where he's going to be, so I just pull it in on a plate for him. You know, me and him, we move like this all the time, and I just knew that if I set him that ball, then he'll finish it." And there's a power to you being able to know your teammate inside out, to you being one of those players that can complement them and vice versa. And there's no coincidence with that mentality. If that was maybe shared amongst all the players, especially if the coach was passing on messages to individuals, that team was an invincible team, a team that did not get beaten. So I'll go as far as to say is this is a step to having an invincible mentality. This is a really good step to applying such a mentality that not only just can enhance your game and enhance what you're able to deliver on the pitch, maybe even, you know, emphasising your skill sets, but it's also highlighting and emphasising those around you. And I think this will be a good message to kind of share. Maybe this can be an incentive to have open discussions with your teammates, but then also allowing yourself to become a bit more connected with players in training. You know, training is all about creating habits, and if you're able to create habits not only just for yourself but with your teammates, it allows a great level of fluidity that I believe that every team deserves. And I hope this episode benefits. Episode 99, episode 100, goodness me, I'll be racking my brain to see what I'll deliver in a certain week. But all the best, and look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.